35 miles northwest of Fredericksburg. Major General John B. Hood's division of the same corps left the next day, as did the divisions of Major Generals Robert Rhodes and Jubal A. Early of Lieutenant General Richard S. Ewell's 2nd Corps. Union balloonists spotted the departure of these three divisions and notified the Army of the Potomac's headquarters. Major General Joseph Hooker, the Potomac Army's commander, ordered his men to prepare to follow. Hooker also sent the 6th Corps across the Rappahannock River to test Lieutenant General A.P. Hill's 3rd Corps positions. Several days of skirmishing followed. Confederate cavalry, meanwhile, had been massing in Culpeper County. On June 5, Major General J.E.B. Stuart, the commander of the Southern Horsemen, held a noisy grand review of his troopers that drew the attention of Union cavalry operating in the area. The review featured mock charges and volleys fired by the horse artillery. Unable to attend that day, General Lee authorized a 2nd grand review for June 8, so he could be there in person. By nightfall on June 7, 5 of the Army of Northern Virginia's 9 infantry divisions were in the Culpeper area, while Hill's 3rd Corps remained in place around Fredericksburg. Stuart's cavalry paraded for General Lee the following day, unaware that more than 12,000 Union troopers and 3,000 infantry lay just across the Rappahannock, with orders to destroy or disperse the large concentration of Confederate cavalry in Culpeper County. The Union cavalry moved out about 5 a.m. on June 9. Brigadier General John Buford's 1st Cavalry Division splashed across Beverly's Ford on the Rappahannock and crashed into the Confederate cavalry on the south bank of the river, commencing a 13-hour battle. Several hours later, Brigadier General David M. Gregg's 2nd Cavalry Division crossed at Kelly's Ford and advanced on Brandy Station, a depot of the Orange and Alexandria Railroad a few miles north of the town of Culpeper. An extended mounted combat at Fleetwood Hill swirled while the advance of Union Colonel Alfred N. Dufier's 3rd Cavalry Division stalled near Stevensburg. Gregg broke off and withdrew after several hours of heavy fighting, leaving Buford and his troopers to fend for themselves. About 5 p.m., Buford received orders to break off and withdraw. His retreat ended the Battle of Brandy Station, the largest cavalry engagement fought on the North American continent. Brigadier General Alfred Pleasanton, the commander of the Union cavalry, failed to fulfill his objective of destroying or dispersing Stuart's horsemen. The mounted battle delayed the beginning of the next phase of the Confederate invasion by only one day. Fears of an impending Confederate invasion began to reverberate through the North. Civilians grew increasingly anxious. Pennsylvania Governor Andrew G. Curtin called out the militia to defend the Keystone State. New York Governor Horatio Seymour also called out his state's militia and ordered it to Harrisburg, the capital of Pennsylvania, to reinforce militia gathering there. Major General Darius N. Couch, the former head of the Army of the Potomac's 2nd Corps, was sent to Harrisburg to assume command of the newly created Department of the Susquehanna. Major General William F. Baldy Smith volunteered to serve as Couch's deputy. The New York and Pennsylvania militiamen began constructing fortifications to defend Harrisburg. Meanwhile, as the Army of the Potomac slowly pursued Lee, another Union force under Major General John A. Dix, based on the peninsula between the York and James Rivers in southeastern Virginia, began moving slowly toward Richmond. Dix's goal was to threaten the southern capital and thus draw forces away from Lee's army. By June 13, Ewell's 2nd Corps was closing in on Winchester, where Major General Robert H. Milroy commanded the 8,500-man Union detachment assigned to garrison the northern reaches of the Shenandoah Valley. Milroy, who had spent the winter and spring constructing extensive fortifications in and around Winchester and believed his command could defend them, disobeyed a direct order to evacuate to Harper's Ferry. Milroy's hubris would cost his troops dearly. In a brilliant 3-day battle, troops from Ewell's Corps overran the position